Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm glad I live in a country made of laws.
As Chris Gleason, reporting for the Gateway Pundit, reported, a bombshell investigation has uncovered jaw-dropping connections between Fannie Willis and a sprawling web of election fraud and money laundering activities.
You know, she's raised 92% of her funding out of 44 states outside of Georgia, and only 8% came out of that local area, so that tells you what's going on.
The investigation, which spans across multiple states and multiple jurisdictions, has revealed a complex network of illicit operations aimed at undermining the very foundation of our constitutional republic and the rule of law. The first local elected official identified as part of this ongoing money laundering operation was New York DA Alvin Bragg.
We cannot and will not normalize serious criminal conduct.
Exposed by James O'Keefe and his people at O'Keefe Media Group, Alvin Bragg received massive numbers of campaign finance contributions from this network of individuals who had been identified as Smurfs.
FEC data shows that some senior citizens across the U.S. have been donating thousands of times per year.
You did donate to AdBlue, right?
Yes, once in a while, yes.
What about $18,850?
I doubt that.
$18,672 different contributions that total an amount of $170,221.
No.
The investigation into Alvin Bragg also helped to uncover the use of prepaid credit and debit cards in the structuring of the campaign finance contributions and the payment to ballot harvesting mules. Illicit campaign finance funds were also identified in the campaigns of the Wisconsin Supreme Court race of Janet Protasiewicz and Senator Ralph Warnock, and spread to states such as Missouri, Maryland, Wisconsin, Arizona, and then into every single state in the United States.
We have videotape of Jackie Amos going into boxes, bringing in thumb drives, bringing in ballots to be inserted into machines. This is the opportunity to stop corruption and to stop fraud when it comes to elections in the state of Mississippi.
This is what Fannie Willis and the Democrats have created in Atlanta. Boarded up and abandoned homes everywhere. Crack houses for blocks and blocks.
Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. Another inmate died in custody. Five inmates in the last month, all black. Why? Now, let me see here. You got a black mayor, you got a black prosecutor, you got a black sheriff, and black people are dying at the jail. Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Kamala Harris? Where's Joe Biden? Nowhere to be found. Where's Black Lives Matter?
My father is a former, and I guess always, a Black Panther. I take a lot of pride in being black in America.
Do you think that you were personally singled out by Fannie Willis and others to set an example?
Oh, absolutely. She wanted to send a message to black folks. You know, there's a huge trend amongst African American men leaning towards President Trump and looking more into conservatism, and you know, they definitely don't want that.
Some say he's racist and tweets like a kid while overlooking all the good sh** that he did. Okay. I ain't ashamed of my president a little bit. I'd rather have an alpha male than a little bitch.
It was recently discovered that 222 contributions to Atlanta DA Fannie Willis's campaign had zero donor information, while one of the out-of-state Fannie Willis campaign contributors had made over 9,178 individual contributions just at the federal level since 2018. Meanwhile, this nationwide money laundering RICO enterprise is making more and more contributions to PACs, and these PACs in turn are financing financing local candidates. This RICO operation is at the heart of the Democrat Party's ability to retain power. A full-fledged organized crime operation with strong ties to a myriad of Soros-connected organizations operating within a one-world government agenda framework to destroy the United States. Now delivered on a silver platter to an unwilling Congress, ushering in its own demise. John Bound reporting.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoids. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This weekend, a lot of big developments happened, as you obviously know. A long weekend. And we're going to be here laying it all out today on this Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. Must watch transmission. One of the best political analysts out there, former Naval Intelligence Officer Jack Posobiec, going to be able to spend a whole hour with us coming up in about 25 minutes from now to cover the waterfront. The Ukrainians have now admittedly completely collapsed on the battlefield despite all the NATO forces and weapons. And so they've fired most of the command of the Ukrainians. Zelensky has, that means NATO has. And things are deteriorating very, very quickly. And we're also seeing a lot of the soldiers coming back to the United States who were sheep-dipped into the Ukrainian forces by the CIA. And I would look for some of those groups to be some of the organizations that are going to stage some of the false flags here in America. We know that they were heavily involved. Some of the Azov people at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th in Charlottesville. So they're using them as cutouts, kind of like they use the Cubans from the Bay of Pigs that survived to be part of the Kennedy assassination. So it's a rerun of all of that. Very, very dangerous time. But I would look for some of these Ukrainian forces to launch terror attacks inside the United States to be blamed on Biden's opposition. That follows historic parallels. And we also have the different synthetic Nazi organizations now popping up everywhere across the United States ahead of, I believe, false flag terror attacks to be blamed on Trump supporters. That's what the pre-programming of the narrative is. We'll be looking at that in depth. And Elon Musk has come out and said what I told you years ago. The ADL is a multinational Mossad, CIA, MI6 group that has private intelligence officers in most of your police departments, even in small towns. They put in a lot of the judges, and their job is converting America into an absolute tyranny. They're heavily involved in the new UN treaty that ends free speech as we know it. I have a giant stack. I've been promising a deep dive on that, but it's really ripened the last few days. Elon Musk came out and said, it looks like we have no choice but to file a defamation lawsuit against the Anti-Defamation League. They discovered internally that the ADL was basically running Twitter as a go-between for the FBI and CIA. Musk has promised to release those documents next week. A lot of them have already come out in Congress. This is totally illegal. It also came out in mainstream news this weekend, like it was no big deal, that the ADL has AI chatbot systems installed under agreements with many of the telecommunications companies, right down to some of the top online video consoles, video game consoles, and is recording everything you say in your house and transcribing it. So that broke. Can't make that up. That is just the unbelievable magnitude of this. So while you're playing Call of Duty or World of Warcraft, it's listening to everything you're saying and creating a file on you. Now, we know a lot of other companies are doing this as well, but the ADL is the first to come out and admit they're doing it and say they're proud of it. So the Alexa in your house is listening to you, the Google assistants are, and it turns out the ADL basically programs it and controls it. So that's why I say it's the most Nazi thing I've ever seen. The Nazis surveilled people, censored people, boycotted people, put the Jews and other people in ghettos, wouldn't let them have businesses. They debanked the Jews. And it's, you know, I didn't do anything to the Jews or the ADL. And I don't deserve to be treated like I'm a Jew in Nazi Germany. And so when people finally take the blinders off and see this, this is just insane. But again, it's a globalist crime syndicate. It's a mafia that simply hides the entire New Order takeover behind a civil rights organization. I mean, the crimes they're committing, folks, are, I mean, I got to say, the chutzpah here is pretty spectacular. But again, it came out in the 70s and 80s. The ADL got caught all over the country posing as white supremacist groups. And it came out in their own documents from lawsuits and criminal charges against the ADL. And I've got some of those articles here to review later, that the main Nazi leaders were mainly Jewish. And, of course, it's the same today, ladies and gentlemen. It's LARPing. It's live-action role-playing. And then they'll also get some mentally ill white prison gang folks to be on the payroll who are dumber than a box of rocks. And they'll run around hiling Hitler everywhere. But it comes out in every case later that it's either Southern Poverty Law Center, let's not just blame the ADL, the ADL or the FBI in direct control or the CIA. So I thought we'd review some of that after Jack Posobiec leaves us in about an hour and a half from now. It's a very large stack. And guys, the ADL came out last week and announced how proud they were of all of this. So we're going to be going over some of those video clips and more. And I've also dredged up some newscasts and things from the 80s and 90s where the ADL got caught commanding the white supremacist organizations. And, of course, Oklahoma City was run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That came out in federal court under sworn testimony by U.S. informants and federal agents. They were commanding the Elohim City white supremacist compound where they then, of course, helped McVeigh cook up the diversionary truck bomb with Larry Nichols. So very dangerous people, very dangerous. And so people need to be aware of that and understand that. But that's why they had German intelligence involved with them as well. It's been even in the London Guardian that most of the white supremacist groups in Germany, it turned out, are led by the German government. So this is how they divide and conquer us. And it's truly disgusting. And Elon Musk has come out. I've got his tweets right here. And he said, look, we got the documents. They were already running Twitter and all the other big tech companies before it. And they told us to do whatever they say politically and basically let them run the company still or they would destroy us. And now they've got all the documents that they've lost more than half their sponsors at Twitter in the Western world. The Asians, Musk said, aren't intimidated. They don't even listen to it. They advertise something and it sells there. They just advertise there. But with U.S. audiences and U.S. companies, European companies, they don't want the ADL coming after them. So the ADL calls up and says, hey, you're advertising with Elon Musk. He's a white supremacist or whatever. And the truth is that They were censoring hundreds of millions of people on Twitter. Same thing on Google and Facebook. Billions of posts about COVID. And the ADL has now been caught, along with the feds and the CIA and the congressional hearings, targeting people to be shadow banned. So you don't know you've been banned, but you have been. If you're think the Afghan withdrawal was bad, or if you don't want new lockdowns, or you don't want open borders, or you criticize Joe Biden vacationing too much, the ADL has AI algorithms that flag you, and then no one can see you. And then they'll go further and just have you deleted. So you talk about racketeering. You talk about criminal activity. You talk about an intelligence operation. But you notice that even the congressional hearings in the last few months about all this, they show the Justice Department, CIA documents, and they show different leftist organizations interfacing, but very little about the ADL. And, you know, Tucker, who I love to death, came out and did an interview with Megyn Kelly, and he said, well, we play the clip later, but he said, oh, it's such a wonderful organization, such a great mission, the ADL, and now it's run by a guy that basically just a Democratic Party operative and wants to silence their opposition. Sorry, the ADL's never been good, okay? The ADL is a protection racket, and it's been exposed by other Jewish groups that we'll play clips of later. They want anti-Semitism and persecution of Jews, duh, because then they get more money. So they're creating a dialectic, and they're working for some very evil groups. So if you love Hitler, you love the ADL.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Again, Jack Posobiec coming up next segment. You know, Jack is very, very popular on TV and very, very popular on Twitter. And I think he's underrated, and he's not really underrated. I'm not saying he's underrated. I'm saying he's rated even better because he's one of the smartest people when it comes to really piercing through the propaganda and the noise and cutting right to the signal. So I really look forward to him joining us for a full hour. We're going to cover so many critical subjects with him. And I remember when he tried to come to work here like 5 years ago. And I just said, no, Jack, you're going to be more successful not working here, because I knew that we were under such incredible attack and that he was so smart that would have damaged him. And that's how I think, big picture. Now we've gotten back up on our feet. We're going to be working with a lot of people and trying to actually expand things. But I can see the trajectory we're going through at that time, that I was about to be put through a meat grinder, and anybody close to me would be hurt by it. And that's really a great satisfaction I have now, is to see not just people that are already awake, like Jack Posobiec being so huge now, and he's been big forever, ever since he showed up on the political scene, has been an advisor to Trump, you name it, but to now see Tucker Carlson fully awake and so many others, again, that's a real bellwether to let everybody know just how close we are to beating this thing. But that means the globalists are going to throw the kitchen sink at us, and that means false flags, attempts at race war, new viral releases, and so much more. So I came across some research yesterday and went down a rabbit hole, and have done about probably 6 hours of research this yesterday afternoon, when I discovered a little clip on Twitter that I'm going to play when Jack joins us. And we'll talk some about this subject with him, because he's one of the few people out there that can really add a lot to the big picture. There's not a lot of people know about this. I talked to him this morning, and I said, would you like to talk about this? What's your view on this? Just send him a clip. Boom, 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 boom. All this cutting-edge angles that I'd thought of and hadn't thought of that just totally clicked. So we're going into race-specific bioweapons, including down to the individual. And head DARPA leaders and heads of neuroscience divisions of major universities giving presentations on soon nanotech prions will be released that look like hemorrhagic fever that will cause massive blood clots, heart attacks, and strokes. And these are clips from 2017 at the Pentagon. I got a bunch of them right here from just 1 hour-long lecture that will make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And that's the thing. I don't care if you are black. I don't care if you're a Muslim, white, Christian, Jewish. I love everybody as an individual. And that's why I really grieve that we have organizations like the ADL that knowingly are creating division, and they're knowingly breaking down society. And when I refreshed my research last week, because the ADL thing came to the surface like a cold sore, people want me to cover it, so we are. We've been covering it forever. We've been persecuted by it forever. I've been persecuted by the ADL for at least 25 years, viciously. And I started reviewing what they put out in colleges and in public schools, even down to elementary schools, And the ADL is the main group that puts out the curriculum that is picked up everywhere, that white people are inherently bad, and that Christians are bad, and that, well, no, there's no whites getting killed in South Africa, and just all of it. It's just so nasty. A group operating on racial division, a group wanting tyranny, a group wanting censorship, a group spying on you. When I said it's the most Hitler-like thing I've ever seen in the West, I'm not saying they actually hail Hitler or like Hitler. I'm saying that they act the same and are just horrible, horrible organization. And it's refreshing to see people stand up to it and say, you know, we're sick of being called things we're not. I mean, Hitler was a loser. Both my grandfathers dropped bombs on Germany. And I'm sad for the Germans that got killed. It was terrible for everybody. But, I mean, just I don't deserve to sit here as an American and have the ADL swing 80-year-old hatred of the Nazis from World War II that happened 80 years ago onto us, and that's my identity? And then you can't shake a stick at the people around the ADL who aren't actually servants of Hitler. Soros, of course, but there's a bunch of other. And that's the thing that real Jewish organizations have exposed. We need to, I covered this decades ago. We need to bring it back up in the history of it. Did you know there were rich, powerful Jews like Madeleine Albright's father? There was even a national news about this a decade ago. She was on 60 Minutes and people saw all this famous art that was from famous Jews killed in the death camps that her father stole from them. Because there was a whole enterprise of rich Jews, Soros down at the bottom, he was a bloodhound, would go find Jews, up to the top, like Madeleine Albright's father. So, yeah, I mean, it's just like you've got Nazi, you've got stolen art from murdered Jews on your wall, but it's okay because you're Jewish. No, it's not. Or your Madeleine Albright says, yeah, we killed 500,000 Iraqi kids. I tripled the sanctions. I'd do it again. And say, oh, you're a Jewish woman, so you're allowed to brag about killing 500,000 kids. I don't care if you're Jewish, German, Chinese, man. You do crap like that, you're evil. So the arrogance is disgusting. And the truth is the ADL was not founded out of Nazi collaborators. It was founded in a disputed case of a girl that was killed in a factory, and they said by the Jewish owner, and then he got lynched, and whatever the truth of that case was, that's how it got founded. And then after World War II, all these rich Jews that had made a deal with Hitler to send the Jews to Palestine that never got fully implemented, I mean, that was all agreed on. And there were all these powerful Jews there robbing the Jews of their money to try to get out of Germany and Europe. And the ADL is a representation of those people. They prey on Jews by listing all this tyranny as run by a Jewish organization, and the censorship and surveillance, and that white people are inherently bad, and that Catholic conservatives are bad people. And then there's all these conservatives, Christians in America, that have been very pro-Jew, very pro-Israel. I was brought up very pro-Israel. I still don't hate Israel, but I don't lionize it and think it's perfect. It's like our government's out of control, too. But it's very offensive to grow up hating Nazis and to grow up both your grandfathers in the Army Air Corps and, you know, all the rest of it, and to then think of yourself as like Captain America and then have some group lie about you and be mean to you and persecute you. And Sacha Baron Cohen gets up and says, we're going to put Mark Zuckerberg in prison if he doesn't do what we say, and we're going to put Alex Jones in prison, and they're all clapping about it. You want to hurt me. You're hurting me. I didn't do anything to you. I know you know that. You don't care. You're cold-blooded. But there are a lot of good Jews and other people that need to understand how the ADL is setting you up. The ADL is very sophisticated, Hegelian dialectic, and there is massive resurgence of anti-Semitism because of the ADL. They're the ones driving the whole thing. Now you see how powerful they're going to get out of that. Hell, if there was a new Nazi takeover of America, I bet you money the ADL would round up the Jews, help the German, help whoever, and then just take the money from them, and then the ADL would run off with the cash. That's the type of people run the ADL. You understand that? We'll be right back. Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. Because it's It's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% Coumadin. And that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you can find his daily shows that are very successful and popular and informative at humanevents.com. And of course, you can find him where he dominates Twitter. Jack Posobiec joins us for a full hour. Very appreciative of that because he's one of the smartest people I know when it comes to geopolitical systems. And he has a wide knowledge of a lot of different areas, and few people have that. So, Jack, your research is always invaluable. I'm a daily viewer. Great to have you here with us. It's also been great to be on your show. as well. I talked to you during the break. I said, what's front and center? So we talked a lot this morning about different topics. You said, obviously, the, your words, complete collapse of the, well, I said of the Iranian, of the Ukrainian military. You said, well, it's the complete collapse of their system, period. We've had the Democrats obviously try to deny that there's, you know, any corruption going on, but they're heavily involved in it up to their eyeballs. Now it's coming out in the mainstream news, the New York Times. So a major, major shift here. I'd like you to give us your analysis on that and what you think's coming next. Then we'll look at the massive censorship wars and the ADL and this big fight with Elon Musk and the weaponization committee hearings that we've seen. And then, of course, we're going to get into the latest on the Georgia Secretary of State testimony. Blows up in Fannie Willis's case. Turns out it was all lies. What Trump said was true. We're going to cover the waterfront, literally, here with Jack Posobiec today. So thanks, Jack.
Alex, always a pleasure to be on. And Tanya asked me to say that we and the family are praying for you. We're praying for your family. We're supporting you. We're hoping that God is with you and on your side as you continue your fight to bring the truth, to bring freedom, and to liberate the minds of the American people and really people across the world. She asked me to say that to you when I was coming on today, so I wanted to put that out there. Look, you know, and Alex, you and I sat next to each other at the Twitter hearing when Jack Dorsey came in 5 years ago now to Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., and he claimed there'd be no censorship, nothing. But then you go and look at what has happened to Twitter X now that Elon has taken it over, and it directly ties back to what we see going on in Ukraine on the battlefield now. All of this is inextricably linked, and I can explain. So one of the ways that Twitter, under the old regime, was conducting censorship is they had all of these partners on their essentially censorship council, which could be called the Trust and Safety Commission. So on Trust and Safety, you would have people at one point that were actually from the FBI. So you had actual FBI agents that were coming to Twitter from intelligence and law enforcement sources in Ukraine. And then who were they targeting? They were targeting journalists. They were targeting activists. They were targeting just random accounts, random people on Twitter, and claiming if you spoke out against what was happening in Ukraine, if you saw, oh, you got the photo of us, if you spoke out about what was going on the ground, if you said anything that was just different from the mainstream media narrative, whether it's New York Times, whether it's CNN, et cetera. Remember at the time they told us it was all together. Oh, they said, you know, Ukraine's going to be in the middle of this counteroffensive. They're going to be taking Mariupol back. They're going to be taking Melitopol. They're going to be punching through the Ukraine, the Russian land bridge all the way down. The liberation of Crimea is at hand. When the actual truth of the matter is that it's been the complete opposite. NATO has been dealt a crushing blow on the banks of this counteroffensive. They attempted to use these blitzkrieg-style tactics. They've been a complete failure on the battlefield because why? Well, the Russians know how to fight against blitzkrieg. They did the entire thing in World War II. Maybe some people could look it up because I guarantee you the Russian generals definitely, when they go through their military academy, they study the battles of World War II where they defeated the Wehrmacht. On this, by the way, on the very same terrain where they're fighting right now in the Donbass. And so the fact that NATO is seeing this huge collapse of their forces on the backs of the Ukrainian people has left a lot of people, even inside Ukraine, looking around, pointing fingers, saying, Zelensky, where are the heads going to roll? This is why we've seen, Alex, just in the last week, Ukraine has arrested the main oligarch, Igor Kolomoisky, who was completely behind the rise of Zelensky to begin with, all the way back in 2019 when he ran for office, even before then when he had his TV show, the same exact oligarch, Igor Kolomoisky, was funding Zelensky's TV show. He then funded his party, this party that he set up to run with all the way back in 2019 when he decided that he's not going to be a TV star anymore. Now he's going to be a political force, makes up a new party. The very oligarch, Igor Kolomoisky, has just been arrested in Ukraine over corruption charges. Then what do we find out today? The Ukrainian Minister of Defense has just been fired.
And he was the same guy that just 4 months ago said, oh, we're not just going to push the Russians out in 1 month. We're going to invade and roll into Moscow. It's just delusional statements.
No, all the way into Moscow, everything's coming apart, send us another $100 billion, everything will be great. Well, it turns out that guy comes out, and Alex, it's amazing how suddenly when The minute that somebody falls out of favor, the minute that somebody has a little bit of problems on the battlefield, when somebody becomes a little bit expendable, then they suddenly discover that this person's been corrupt all the time. So now even the Ukrainians are admitting that this guy was essentially siphoning off money that the United States and NATO were sending to Ukraine.
And that was my next question. How big is it that we see?
It's just him. It's all of them.
So what does it signify now from your research and your great sources that the New York Times and the Biden regime is turning on Zelensky, Zelensky sacking all these different chiefs, having a major reorganization? Does that signify that NATO's going to escalate support and they're trying to just get people in that they think will follow their orders? Or does it signify they're going to start backing up and then maybe make a peace deal with Putin?
Well, Alex, NATO is going to continue, and John Mearsheimer, the great Professor Mearsheimer, has just published a very lengthy essay. I read it last night on his Substack, where he states it's very simple what's going on. Ukrainian soldiers, Ukrainian men, Ukrainian blood is being sacrificed so that NATO can take out Russian soldiers. This isn't about Ukraine. It's not about liberating the people of Ukraine. They don't care about the women and children. They don't care about the children being trafficked that are being caught up on the borders, and they've arrested people for this, the organs being trafficked out of there. They don't care about that because it's about degrading Russia. It is a proxy war on Russia being fought with the military blood of Ukraine. Therefore, they will continue escalating in Ukraine until they don't think that they're basically killing enough Russians, which is something that you've heard even high-level members.
The Secretary of Defense said, so did Milley. They said, this is just to degrade Russia. So this has been going for many years.
Right. So we need to understand that when we talk about the thousands of deaths of Ukrainians in the counteroffensive, when they talk about potentially 400,000 heroes, right? That's a Ukrainian. One of Ukrainian broadcasters recently slipped up and said, we have 400,000 heroes since the beginning of Ukraine. 400,000 deaths? Is that what they're talking about? Almost 500,000 people. We're talking World War I scale numbers going into World War II scale numbers. This is stuff that the United States has never seen. But, of course, we're the ones pushing it because the elites continue to succeed off of it. They continue to benefit and gain off of it. That's why you're going to see, Alex, I actually predict that you're going to see now more direct NATO control of the Ukrainian government, more direct NATO control of the Ukrainian military, more CIA involvement. And yes, we are going to see more escalation, perhaps even escalation to the point of attacks like we saw the Nord Stream 2 bombing, that bridge that connects Crimea to the rest of Russia. I predict that bridge will be attacked in the next probably 2 to 4 months.
I totally agree. And it's, that's what I see from this is not NATO pulling back. This is NATO reshuffling the card deck here.
Well, that's right. And in the same way, and Jim Hopped over at Gateway Pundit, it's funny you mentioned that, has a story up today about how the FBI created a card deck of January 6 defendants, not even defendants at the time, they were just suspects of 3,600 cards. You are now seeing the takedown of people who had power from the previous regimes in Ukraine. Anyone who's installed now is going to be a complete puppet. Anyone who's installed now is going to be someone that's only there at the remit of people like Victoria Nuland, people like Jake Sullivan, people like Tony Blinken. These guys are the ones actually running this thing. And, by the way, they were the very same ones who were running it all the way back during the Maidan coup of 2014.
What should Republicans do as the impeachment begins to move forward against Biden? I think the money and the hundreds of billions and all the corruption should be front and center. And I see that as a good way of making the deep state back down, making NATO back down, and then making a deal.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Some key states because of kind of lingering COVID fear. But I agree, that's second fiddle now to being all in for escalation with war. And I get this question on the street. People ask Alexa this. It came out last week. And Alexa's just AI that scrapes the common knowledge. And whether it's right or not, Alexa said, no, there will be no election next year because we'll have a permanent one-party system under the Democratic Party because of war with Russia and China. And then when you look at the real world, that's where they're shooting for is a crisis so big, what's bigger than an expanded war? So break that down more. And then what do you think our messaging should be to warn the people? What should Congress do to get ahead of this madness?
Alex, that's exactly right. And it is, you know, people will say, oh, it's just Alex Jones saying this. It's just Jack Posobiec. It's Infowars.com. No. Strauss Howe, when they did their generational theory all the way back in the 1990s, the original book even earlier than that, they talked about the concept of turnings and the fourth turning of which we are currently in right now, the crisis phase. And Neil Howe is out with a new update saying the fourth turning is here. This book was just released a couple of weeks ago. And in the new book, Neil Howe actually predicts that the end of the crisis phase will not constitute for probably another 10 to 12 years. We may not see the end of the fourth turning until 2030, 2032, 2035.
And by the way, the Rand Corporation has their own historical cycle template, but it matches that one. And the Rand Corporation, as you know, people that don't know, is the, basically the highest level of the Anglo-American brain.
Oh, the RAND Corporation, that's all controlled releases. When you're here, when you're reading a RAND Corporation release, you have to understand they speak with the voice of the world brain, right, from Brave New World. They are the world state. And so what Neil Howe has predicted, that we have yet to actually see the beginning of the crisis yet. And so when you look at 9/11, when you look at the post-9/11 wars, when you look at the liquid natural gas wars that have gone on, when you look at the financial crisis, so the financial crisis parallels the Great Depression. The global financial crisis parallels the Great Depression. However, the crisis itself has yet to actually begin. And they predict we are either headed for a global conflict throughout the world or a civil war inside the United States. These are the people that do this, that have been doing this for years. They're predicting this cycle all the way back to the Glorious Revolution of England in the 1600s. They predict that now to take place. And so if that were to take place, it is incumbent upon us to be on the side that wins it. So you have two doors. You have two doors. One door is the door of freedom. It is the door of liberty. It is the door of a new America, the establishment of a new American republic. And over at Human Events, we go through the nuts and bolts of that every single day. But the other door, Alex, this is the totalitarian superstate, the overstate that you have been discussing for so many years here, walking through. And I remember those great clips of Alex Jones from the 1990s saying NATO was going to be used as the world's police force. And they said that was crazy. And they said it was tinfoil. And now you look at what's going on around the world. You look at every single push by NATO. You look at the way that these regimes have pushed themselves around the world. But then because of the rise of social media, because of the ability of social media to disintermediate those narratives, independent journalism, independent sites, Infowars.com, Band.video, HumanEvents.com, now we have the tools to fight back. And Elon Musk, you know, love him or hate him, he's put $44 billion on the line and is at least giving people a fighting chance. And Alex, I think he should bring you back, but we're now also hearing stories that Elon Musk is facing pressure to ban people, to have advertisers pull out of the site. You have groups like the ADL doing this, but it's not just the ADL. And people need to understand that this isn't just one of these left-wing pressure groups. You've got the SPLC, you've probably got the CIA and FBI pulling the strings back there. All of these groups are doing everything they can to push back. And it's interesting, isn't it, Alex, that suddenly, right when Elon buys Twitter, all of a sudden these reports come out saying, oh, there's been a rise of extremism on Twitter. The hate speech is on the rise on Twitter. Hate is driving up. It's all coming up. It's all coming up. And it's all Elon Musk's fault. So then what else do they do? Then they go after his other corporations. Now they're going to go after SpaceX. Now they're going to go after Tesla.
They got the Justice Department and the other agencies going after them all. So let me give you a big piece of intel. And give the listeners this intel. And I learned this in the last few weeks, and I just haven't been ready to talk about it yet because it's so big that I was really postulating to myself how to explain it the best. It would probably take an hour to go through it all. But I live here in Austin, and I know some people that know Elon Musk very, very well. And I'm not going to say any names. But let's just say this. I've run into high-level Musk people. I've had some meetings with some people. And then I had a long conversation with one of his friends, who's a very well-known podcaster. And I got just a lot of intel the last few months building up to this. And then I saw news articles that basically mirrored what I was being told. But they said, no, Elon is 100% pissed at the globalist. He doesn't like the things they've done to him and other people. He's really upset about it. And he's got his people around him saying, back off. And he's going, no, I'm not backing off. These people are dangerous. So just like we see Bill Maher sounding like Jack Posobiec now, or we see Tucker Carlson sounding like Alex Jones now, people that know him well go, no, 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 it's not an act. It's not him trying to get both sides to like him. They've messed with him a bunch, and they're literally getting ready. His firstborn son is converting to a girl. He's tried to stop it. They're getting ready to chop, chop. So having your son's, you know, testicles cut off will piss you off. Also, he had another baby that he believes died from sudden death infant syndrome that was really a vaccine. His brother almost died from the COVID shot, and a bunch of his employees got sick from it. And so I've had meetings, people that have had meetings with Musk. I'm not going to sit with him at dinner, with him at his house, at his factory, and Musk is literally ranting and raving. It was described by two people that, man, he sounds more wild than you. They said he will now, he's not a guy that does this, start ranting and get red-faced about these people. One description was, you know, hopping mad. So it's not a joke. And if they're going to kill anybody, I think Trump should really be saying his prayers, and so should Elon Musk. So I'm here officially saying, from my intel and what I've seen in the globalist attack on Musk, I believe he's come fully over to our side, Jack Posobiec.
Well, and it really is amazing because you've also seen Elon Musk finally, I think, really start to open his eyes more towards the impact of ChatGPT, of AI, of OpenAI, these things that he's funded in the past. He started to turn his back on it. And really, I think when you're attacked by groups like the ADL, groups like the SPLC, groups like GLAAD, the ACLU, I mean, we all know the list, right? We all know the list. And it's these pro-censorship groups. They're all part of the regime's censorship arm. Them attacking Elon Musk was a strategic mistake on their part because Elon has the resources, has the wherewithal, and more importantly, has the mass support, the critical mass of support out in the public because of his decade of goodwill that is out there. And sure, he has his detractors.
And as you know, he just tweeted a week ago, they took my son away from me. The communists took my son. He is pissed.
Yes. Right. What they've done is they've provoked him. And so I think that he's now starting to open his eyes to a lot of these organizations. I hope that he opens his eyes as well next to the Chinese Communist Party and stops dealing with them and is able to call them out on their abuses, on the way that they're completely tied into all of this. And look, I get it, Alex. I've seen people that were asleep that have now become woken. And I'm hoping that what we're viewing and potentially what you're saying is that he has gone through an awakening. Has Elon Musk gone through an awakening? And if he has, he could become the most powerful enemy of the regime and defender of freedom, champion of freedom since, dare I say it, the start of InfoWars.com.
Why don't the ADL, the Democratic Party, and people get soft power come a lot further? Why do they come out and just attack people right off the bat that have done nothing to them? I guess because it works on some people and they just bow down, but they've got to know statistically a lot of folks aren't going to bow down to threats.
Look, Alex, this is what always worked in the past. Before we had the ability to disintermediate their signal, remember, these people controlled the universe. These were the masters of the universe. If they wanted you, before we had the word for it, if they wanted you canceled, you were canceled. If they wanted a candidate that was gone, they were gone. If you're Richard Nixon and you're saying you're not going to, you're going to pull out Vietnam, you're going to do all this other stuff, then done. Fine. He's out. He's completely out, and he's going to be dirtied up by the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post. He's going to be done by Deep Throat, who's the assistant director of the FBI. If you're JFK, well, we know what happened to him. So the same thing with Trump. They are used to be able to taking out people using these practices that were perfected by the East German Stasi because they realized that after the 1960s, that in the era of mass media, you can't just go around assassinating people or throwing people into the gulag. So what do you have to do? Assassination by character. Assassination by destroying someone's reputation. Destroy someone in the public eye. And you have killed, by killing the idea of the man, then you have killed the man himself.
But now, we're about to go to break. Jack Posobiec's our guest, 30 more minutes. But now, the globalist state is so discredited and so hated, everybody just thinks the opposite of whatever they say. So in a way, they're running out of propaganda bullets. They're losing their power.
And this is why you are seeing the full spectrum legal dominance on display right now. Now they have to bring back the show trials because they've lost all of their soft power. That's why Ken Paxton is on show trial. Trump's going on show trial. You had your show trial. We're all going to be given. Everyone's getting their show trial these days because that's all they have left. Hard power to go after the American people and to go after patriots.
Wow. Jack Posobiec, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 $1,000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.